If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada, Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Sorry, you caught me with my pants down. I was just sharing on Facebook the stream. Can you folks please do that? If you like the Rod Peterson Show, can you please do me a favor and go to the bottom of the screen and hit share, 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 share to all of your friends. Let's bring it up for Football Friday. How are you, dudes?
I'm great. How are you?
I feel like it's going to be a Donnybrook today. How about you?
Yeah, it might be. It might be. It's kind of starting out that way.
I see John in Vancouver writing in and says, what show number is it? It's show number 235, John in Vancouver. 235 of Canada's morning sports talk show, by the way. And just before we dive into the deep end of the cesspool here and tell you who we've got coming on and so forth, I like the fact that we are changing the landscape of sports in North America, and that everybody's checking out Korean baseball now.
Yeah.
You've seen that, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're live streaming the games, however they find it. And they've noticed that the Korean players, in some cases, have three digits across their name. There's like number 105 of the Wyverns, or number 237. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, or S8. It's like a parking stall.
In the back of the jersey. Opens up everything. Good morning, Randy. Checking in from Cochrane, Alberta. He says, good morning, inmates. Cochrane checking in. I tell you what, if we ever get into the prisons, it'll be hell on wheels.
Oh.
It'll be the most popular thing ever.
Yes.
Can we work on that? Speaking of prisons, that's maybe that'll be a theme today. Stick with me.
Okay.
I'll get to that in the rollout here for Flooring Superstore.
All right.
And I didn't finish sharing yet, so the guys in the Rams alumni, please share it yourselves, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't have an opportunity to do it because we got caught going on early. Paul Druin sitting here. The Expendables. Paul's on the couch in Paul's chair. We are the Expendables. We're a crew of people that have been deemed expendable by past employers. We wear that as a badge of honor. And some might say, Abu did, a chip on our shoulder.
Yes.
So let's go here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore, the quick six show topics. I'm going to go boom, boom, boom through all of them and then come back. Number one, we see, I don't know, you never know when this stuff airs anymore. I saw the three down or the 3-minute drill from Farhan Lalji and Dave Naylor saying the CFL and CFL Players Association badly want to play. When this aired, I'm not sure. I just watched it this morning. We'll come back on that. I would suggest Captain Obvious says they badly want to play. Whether they do or not is another story. No shot at those guys, but we'll examine that. Number two, the NCAA, I learned this morning, is getting all of their direction from the NFL. I'm talking NCAA football. So Roger Goodell really is telling the NCAA people how this is going to roll. And the number one thing is testing. And then once they get players tested and into the building, how they're going to... Because as one coach, I think it was Sean Payton, said today from the NFL, hey, we got them for 2 to 4 hours. What do they do on the other 20 to 22 hours, right? So all those guidelines the NFL is going to put in place for their players is going to college football. Can the CFL use that? Would Goodell take Randy Ambrosi's call to say, hey, can we get in on this? I think he would.
Yeah.
I think he'd take his call. Point three. Hey, this is where the Donnybrook part comes in. The American federal aid debate's not going away. The pros and the cons of it. Luchez Purifoy will be joining us today from the Rough Riders. I believe he's in Florida. Luch has some thoughts on it. I'm interested to get those. How about this one? Saw this. You might have heard. Seattle Mariners Blake Snell on a podcast, Barstool podcast, saying he's not playing unless he gets his full $10 million per season, which he signed for. And Bryce Harper was on the same interview and he backed him up. Blake Snell is getting roundly dummied in America for selfishness, ignorance, and arrogance. So we'll come back on that. Point five, the CEBL plans to play. Announced last night, their training camp rosters of the Canadian Elite Basketball League, which is fashioned as the CFL of basketball. Mike Morielli, a longtime friend of ours, is the commissioner of the league. He was quoted in the statement as saying, we're playing. And the president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers, the defending champions, Lee Genier, is a friend of ours. He's coming on the show later today to talk about that. I've heard some things from their players as to what the concepts will be. But I got to go right to the top with Lee and let's let him divulge it. And then point six, Netflix suggestions, if I will. A guy wrote in a couple of days ago and just said, hey, Rod, I'm burning through my shows. Do you have any suggestions? And I had to think about it for a second, but a show came up the other day in that suggested shows for you called Trial and Media. It's sort of like the Dirty Money series. They're not all, they're all like 8, 9, or 10 separate episodes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like Mad Men. It's not like The Ranch that rolls into the, and you have to follow the storyline.
You can just watch one episode.
You can just watch one. And so that's one, Trial and Media. We'll get your Netflix suggestions, the folks' Netflix suggestions. And the other thing, by the way, this is crazy. I think ESPN's Get Up, which you all see now in the mornings on TSN because TSN's carrying it because there's nobody else in the building, really. I've been watching it for the last couple of years. I love it. They've announced Monday morning they're going to 3 hours, a three-hour special, just to debate and dissect the final two episodes of The Last Dance, which airs Sunday night on ESPN, available in Canada next Monday. Episodes 9 and 10, the last two of the documentary on the 90s Bulls, which really is a documentary on Michael Jordan. They're going to spend 3 hours talking about a documentary. This is where we're at. But in, you know, in day 64 now of the pandemic. So it got me to thinking, and this leads to our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. We've long talked about, we'd like to see some 30 for 30 documentaries on the CFL. So I posted this morning. The results should not surprise anybody. But if I were to do documentaries on the CFL, these would be the first four that I would do. The Decade of Decadence on the Saskatchewan Roughriders, really the reign of Jim Hobson from 05 to 2014. The Decade of Decadence, four Grey Cup appearances, two Grey Cup championships. Horsepower, I would really be interested in a documentary on the Calgary Stampeders. How, because in the 80s, they weren't much. They were just average. And then John Huffnagel showed up and Wally Buono, obviously. George Cortez, all those guys. Sit down with Doug Flutie and Jeff Garcia. Man, that would be something.
A lot of good players have rolled through the Calgary Stampeders. Good people.
Alan Pitts, Vince Danielson, Mark Bulrich. Horsepower. The dominance of the Calgary Stampeders in the 1990s. Three, Evil Empire and the Grey Cup run. Five in a row for the Edmonton Eskimos under Warren Moon and crew.
Yep.
Godlike, Hugh Campbell. So Evil Empire or Candyman. Just for me personally. Candyman, the story of the John Candy, Wayne Gretzky, Bruce McNall owned Toronto Argonauts. Listen, you know, a very close friend of mine is Chris Schultz of TSN, formerly of TSN, who played on that team. He's told me some great stories of playing for John Candy and how nice a man that he was. And you know, what was Gretzky's involvement? Candyman, the documentary on the Argos.
That'd be cool.
So not surprisingly, our Twitter respondents, 65% of you say you'd like to see Decade of Decadence. Can you just see it now? Just the headline and how great it would look? Can you put the Facebook poll up again, please? What's the lead there? Decade of Decadence, 78%.
Yeah. Horsepower, 9. Candyman, 9. Evil Empire, 4.
Aren't those great names?
I think the Candyman one would be really cool. Rocket Ismail. That would be really...
Right.
That'd be awesome.
By the way, Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in and he says, save for 3 years, the Stampeders have been dominating for 30 years. We all know that, but I'm talking about how it really started. Let's talk about how it started in the 90s. Horsepower. And it can venture off to the last 20 if you want. I just think it would be one hell of a documentary. I want to read Trent's comment from Nori, but first, I know there was a documentary on the Argos under Candy. Yeah, it was called Double Blue, and I saw it. This is our documentary. We'll do it ourselves. The interesting thing about the Argos, where Gretzky was concerned on that, I've told you guys, I had the opportunity to meet Wayne and chickened out. It would have been just the two of us, and I was too shy to introduce myself. However, I'm friends with a lot of his friends. So they've told me a lot about Wayne's friends, the rich guys, Bruce McNall, Nelson Scalbania, Peter Pocklington. Haven't they not all served some portion of jail time, Paul, in their lives?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so what these guys have told me is Wayne trusts people. Wayne's a good guy. And he's got partnered up, unfortunately, with some guys that are somewhat shady. And court documents will show you that that's the truth. So it would be like we could interview Gretzky on that era. We obviously can't interview John Kennedy. Maybe his son, who's had some comments here recently. It was on the anniversary of his dad's death here, tweeted something. And then you can find whatever correctional facility Bruce McNall's in now and maybe get an interview with him. Dateline does it all the time.
Oh, yeah. They're in there.
Right.
Orange jumpsuit. It'd be good.
Yeah.
No, it'd be really awesome to get that, to do the Argos documentary. They'd all be really good. The Evil Empire would be really good, too.
Lots. See, people are now chiming in on this. Rick Haglin, one of our viewers, says, remember $1 million personal services contract for Doug Flutie with the Stampeders? Oh, yeah. Everybody had one. Damon Allen had one with the Memphis Mad Dogs, if I remember. Matt Dunnigan had one with the Birmingham Barracudas, which never got paid out. Everybody had $1 million quarterback, but the Riders. So
that would be cool. And then there's so many different ones. I mean, the CFL is such a rich but interesting history, even in like my time. I mean, the $1 million made me think of, you could do a whole 30 for 30 on the kick for $1 million that never got paid out. That should have got paid out.
On Karen.
Yeah. There's so many little intricate stories.
That reminds me. So great stories here. This isn't turning into as big a Donnybrook as I thought that it would, and that's fine. But do you remember the guy, Wendy's kick for $1 million?
Yeah.
He had to kick those field goals, and he did kick the field goals.
That one, all the way back to 50 yards.
Right, but here's the thing. He had been working with Noel Prefontaine leading up to that for weeks in advance to get him ready. Noel Prefontaine did. And then, I can't remember who the Ryder kicker was at the time, but he was friends with Prefontaine. So, at the day before the game, Riders were playing the Argos at Rogers Center. The kickers came up to me and said, hey, they're doing a media scrum with this guy that won the $1 million. Will you go ask him why he hasn't given anything to Noel for helping him out? Yeah. I'm like, I would love to do that. So I did. And all the media's around and the guys talking about winning $1 million, kicking field goals. And I said, why haven't you given any money to Noel Prefontaine? Didn't he have a big hand in you doing this? The players put me up to it. Anyways, man, there's a lot of good stuff coming out here.
Oh, yeah.
What did I want to say? Oh, the Bulls, the day. Last Dance, whatever. So let's just go back to the top here as we talk about the Quick Six show topics. And the number one was CFL and CFLPA badly wanting to play. In that report, if you saw it, Farhan and Naylor said that Ambrosi wanted to paint the bleakest picture possible for the House of Commons Standing Committee. I would suggest he did that. Because to me, I'm looking at this going, this is kind of confusing. He just told the government officials the most likely scenario is no season. And now we're hearing about they're investigating the concept of bubble cities and a shortened season, and that's amenable. Does that not look like a paradox?
A little bit. I'm with you. And I'd said that, you know, earlier in the week and right after he had his sit-in with the House of Commons was that that was mission number one. And that was the goal of it. The objective was to come out and really let people know how bad it was, how bad the situation is, and how if they don't play and they don't get any funding, there's a chance that the league might go under. And I think he scared people, and I think that was his job, and I think he was mission accomplished. But of course, they're going to look at all these different things, but you're right. It is a little different to be like, look at, we are dead. But look at, we have all these great options to come back and still be able to
know.
Play.
Lee Horton writes in, he says, Gretzky even had issues when he was associated with the Phoenix Coyotes, involving his wife and Rick Tocchet. That was the gambling that he's referring to. But I don't mind the guys that have told me this stuff. Is Marty McSorley, Paul Coffey, Grant Fear. They're like, just Wayne, he just, I'm not going to get into what the Coyote stuff, but those owners, you know, Wayne thought they were going to look after him, and it turned out they just exploited him.
Wayne is either happy-go-lucky and, you know, the guy who's just going through all of these different bad and just stumbles into bad situations or has bad people just around him, and he's just head in the clouds, you know, living the great
life. He trusts people.
Living the great life. Or he's this really, really smart top of the mob chain, and everybody else is just taking the fall. But I'd like to think it's the beginning because he seems like such a great guy.
Oh, I just told you the shady guys have latched on to him and exploited him to make money. What do you think? Wayne's done anything improper?
I could never see it. Never.
Of course not. Richie Roy checking in, the magician, Richie Roy from Weyburn. Hi, Richie. Thanks for watching. From Trent Bruner, writes in, Norway calling. Can the CEBL be the role model for all of pro sports to start playing? Curious to see what Lee Genier will say. I hope all the pro sports commissioners are watching. Stay safe, everyone. I think they're far too busy then to be watching this show, to be honest with you. If they are watching, that's cool. They're not going to learn anything here, I don't think, other than maybe what public opinion is. But the one thing that we've learned, Trent is a smart guy, obviously. But you really got to investigate the difference in the business models of all these sports. UFC could be the first guys back because they only got 20 guys in the room, 20 participants. Football's 50 guys per team. Shoot, watching NCAA football today. Lincoln Riley was on, coach of Oklahoma, saying, we got over 100 players we got to worry about. So you can't compare the CEBL, which played to before, frankly, 3,500 people in Saskatchewan Place in Saskatoon, to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They're all different business models. They're all different rates of when they're going to come back. And back to that NCAA thing, taking their lead from the NFL. Do you think, just off the top of your head, that the CFL could kind of pony in on that?
Absolutely. And they probably should. I mean, that's all safety measures and things that they're going to implement. You find a way to adapt it to any situation or anything you have to, any obstacles you have in Canada, and absolutely apply it. I think that's great to get on the same page. Anytime you can align yourself with the NFL and with the NCAA for that matter, I think it's a good thing for the CFL. A little bit of unity. You know, people, there's a lot of trust when it comes to the NFL. You trust that the NFL is going to do things right and get things done. And so if you now attach yourself to that name, there's going to be a lot of trust that the CFL is going to be able to execute on it as well. So yeah, I think so. And I'm with you. I mean, Roger Goodell would take Randy Ambrosi's phone call. For sure.
I'm sure he has in the past.
Oh yeah.
To the Prairie Mobile text line, you can read us, reach us anytime at 840-8777. That's 306-840-8777. From Metal Shingle Guy, he says, shock and awe, set the table. Was he unprepared? Are you referring to Randy Ambrosi? I assume you are. I mean, that horse is out of the barn, as they say. That's so last week. Whether he was prepared or whether he wasn't prepared. Let's go down that road of point three, the American federal aid debate, because I do want that to be a theme throughout the show today, and Lucas Purefoy is going to talk about that. I mean, Damon Allen said it best on Wednesday. It's not even a debate. Damon doesn't even want to talk about it. It's dumb to think that American players wouldn't receive federal aid when it's their sole source of income. And yet, though, I see football guys that are pointing out Regina businesses that have gone under, Saskatchewan businesses, and they're not eligible for federal aid, locally owned businesses. So sorry, American CFLers, get in line behind these guys. Like, it's damn scary. And then Bob Irving, I was telling my wife and one of our kids at supper last night that Bob Irving, the legendary voice of the Blue Bombers, tweeted, of course the Manitoba government should be looking at chipping into the Blue Bombers. Why wouldn't they? Of just vile responses to Bob from Bomber fans, upset that he would even suggest the provincial government should spend money on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And then we see the story that the Ontario government is saying, nope, no soup for you, to the three Ontario-based CFL teams. So how critical is it? Because it seems to me from what all that I'm seeing, public opinion's bad, where it's at with the government's bad. Show me some good. What's good that they're investigating players, that the CFL and the players want to play? Who'd they quote? Captain Obvious?
Right. They want to play. Of course they want to play. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to get paid. But you know what? We got to find the best solution possible. It feels really un-Canadian, doesn't it? The way this is kind of all going down. Everyone's just like, I only want to worry about me and my backyard and forget about everybody else. Right? We're supposed to be inclusive, are we not?
Yeah, we're not.
And we've got all of these American players who are living here. They're paying taxes here. They're taking other jobs here. They're playing. They're raising their families in Canada, but we don't want to support them. We're not considering them one of ours.
It's gross.
It's gross. It's not the Canadian way to do it. Now, if an American comes up here, makes some money, hightails it out, has his home in the States, lives down there, makes off-season money there, pays taxes down in the States, I get it. It's not a blanket statement that one American gets paid, they all get paid. But we should be paying them. Absolutely, we should support them, for sure.
This is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. And a shout out to the Dickens They're doing great work throughout all of this, particularly manufacturing masks for people. Check them out on Facebook, Flooring Superstore, or the Dickens, Trent Dickin and Rhonda. John Frenzy's loaded up, ready to go. He's in shoot number 3. If you got questions for him, fire him up on the Facebook wall, tweet us, text us. Lots to come. Spin the rollout. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark telling me in my ear that we are having a problem establishing contact with John Lynch. So hang on. That has never before happened. Usually he answers on the first half ring, sitting right beside his armchair. Yeah.
Quick on the
door. Hello. So as soon as we get John Frenzy, we'll let you know. Morning sports update. The Toronto Maple Leafs have signed forward Adam Brooks to a two-year, two-way contract. The NHL portion of the contract carries an average annual value of $725,000 U.S. Brooks, the former captain of the Regina Pats, God's team, has registered 3 assists in 7 games with the Maple Leafs this season. The Winnipegger also appeared in 29 games last year with the Marlies notching 20 points. The WHL has announced Portland Winterhawks forward Seth Jarvis has been named the recipient of the Brad Horning Trophy for Most Sportsmanlike Player presented by Real Canadian Superstore. A top-rated prospect for the 2020 NHL Draft, Jarvis led the way as the Winterhawks claimed the WHL's top record during the 2019-20 WHL season. Jarvis placed second in league scoring with 98 points and incurred only 24 penalty minutes. And Golf Channel was going to wait until a few hours after the Masters was over to show the latest project from its golf films unit called Tiger Slam, but it wasn't going to wait until November. So as it turns out, the timing couldn't be any better. The one-hour special, which chronicles Tiger winning all 4 majors in a span of 294 days, will be shown 2 hours after Woods is seen in live competition for the first time in 3 months. Tiger Slam scheduled to air May 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern, right after Woods and Peyton Manning face Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady in a charity exhibition for COVID-19 relief efforts. And this sports update for the Tap Brew House and Liquor Store. Their kitchen's open and awaiting your order. Call 761-2777 for their hours or visit their Facebook page for their menu. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in, says, what percentage of guys have laid roots here, like Bo Levi Mitchell, versus those who don't? That would be interesting to know. That would be something that the Players Association maybe should create a spreadsheet. I don't know. The fact of the matter is, whether they're staying in Canada or going back to the States, they should still be eligible for funding because they're still paying taxes here. Income tax. Maybe they're not paying property tax, like on a house if you own one in Calgary, but that's not where the money goes. Property tax goes to the city, not federally, right? So I would hope that the players are on top of this. And, we've got Lynch. Okay, we got him. John Frenzy joining us on the hotline. How you doing, Frenzy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Gord.
Did you? You didn't have a nap, did you, since I saw you like an hour ago?
I guess I did, actually. Can you believe that?
Yes, I do, and I'm jealous. But Cooper Campbell's written, he's watching in Mississippi. He says, I hope I haven't missed Frenzy. You have not, Cooper. If you got any questions for John Frenzy, by all means, fire him at us. John, what is your take on the state of things since we've chatted with you a week ago?
Well, it hasn't improved much. It hasn't improved much, really. Rough Riders still in trouble. They're not going to have that. I don't think they're going to have a season here, quite frankly. I'm very upset about it, quite frankly, Rick. But I say right now, things don't look good. We're going to go this year without football, which will be quite a tragedy, really. I think people don't realize how big it is. We're used to having it here. It's a wonderful thing. It keeps us all going. We're all happy as hell about it. We all get involved. But I think the way things look right now, we're not going to have a season this year, which is too bad, really. I wish the mayors would get together and talk about it and do something about it. I don't think the mayors, this current threesome in Saskatoon, Regina, and Regina realize how important football is to the province.
You don't think so? I mean, you saw the mayor come out yesterday and say, hey, if Regina's going to be a bubble city, they'd be interested in supporting it or exploring it. We talked about the premier saying the same thing yesterday in Scott Moe. But, John, I've learned long ago. I told you this in my car this morning. I'll never convince you of anything that you don't want to be convinced of. But you're talking about Brad Wall and Jim Hobson not doing enough for this. You realize it's not their job, right? I don't understand, frankly, why you're on the campaign for people that aren't saving the Rough Riders enough.
They're doing other things, but it's still big. Yeah, when you become the mayor, you know, you take the all these things away. You can't say I don't want it. It's there. They've got ugly things going on. I know that ugly things are going on, but stay. This is a big thing. Football is a big thing. You can't run away from it. What if we don't have it? What do you think it's going to be like?
I haven't allowed myself to think about that yet.
Yeah.
Until they officially pull the plug on it, I'm not thinking about it. The old phrase, one day at a time, really works well at a time like this. But, John, last week, Randy Ambrosi met with the House of Commons via Zoom conference. You're doing the same thing today with the members of the Old Boys Club. Can you tell our viewers what you'll be doing at noon today on video conference?
Well, we're going to be talking about with the leaders in Regina about what should happen. What should people be doing? What should the two mayors, Charlie of Saskatoon, Charlie Clark, and Mo here, and what should they do? And myself, Roger, they can't duck it. They can't duck it. It's there. It's big. I know. When you become a mayor, a lot of things are there. That's why you become a mayor, isn't it? You've got to be willing to accept these things, and they've got to talk about it. They've got to face it realistically. I think it's going to be ugly as hell if we don't have football here in this town. Because I've talked to enough people who say, oh, my God, it'll be unreal. I mean, they've lived it all their life, for God's sake. The biggest thing in Regina, who's kidding who? You know you're a smart guy. The biggest thing in Regina is football, right?
There's no doubt about that, but let's think about this for a second. So COVID-19 wipes out the 2020 season. It's looking like it's going to go that way. From the players that I've talked to, they're worried about whether there will even be a CFL at all in 2021. So forget about wiping out this season. What about the long-term future of the league? You're talking about those leaders that you're going to speak with at noon. Those guys were part of saving this team and the franchise back in the day, and they did. So we've never had to deal with things as serious as now. Are they? Are you your buddies, your coffee buddies, and the old boys club talking about the future of the CFL?
Sure they are. And there's a lot of them there that worry. Well, if they let it go now, I mean, the old star John Barrell, the old Ticat defensive lineman, said, if you let it go for a year, it's gone forever. I guess they had some trouble back in his era, which is 30 years ago. But and that's what they're going to be talking. That's all they talk about. So what if it's gone? What do we do? What do we sit and talk about? It's gone. And try to get it back. That'd be hard to get it back. It'll fade away. There's a lot of people who live without it. There's a lot of people who could live without it. I'm not one of them. And I mean, you can't let it go because it's easy. It'll just go. It'll disappear. And that's what I'm afraid. It'll disappear completely. So the Bears have got to grab it and stay extra hours still, too. The Bears shouldn't be sleeping at all. I know other issues on hand. I know that. But when you become that mayor, you take this responsibility on, don't you?
There's no doubt. Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in from Calgary and says, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver mayors are not sports sympathizers. And he's right. Again, John, we should have had a camera on the visit of you and me in my car here this morning an hour ago, because I said to you, it's one thing for our leaders to save the Saskatchewan Roughriders. If they don't have a league to play in because the other teams fold, it's not going to matter at all. I mean, you guys are thinking outside this province, I would hope, in these discussions.
Yeah, you're right there, and we don't have it at all. And let's be honest about it. There's other things to do in the other cities. I hate to say that. You're pretty narrow in Regina, what you got to get enthused about, but the other cities have things to do. They have other things going on, so they can survive better than we can. It's our one and only show, Clark. It's our one and only show. Bad situation to be in. Not realistic, I guess, but we have one big event, one big sport, one big event, and that's this Rough Rider team. So they can't let it go. I'm surprised how lax the mayors have been.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you there. I go to every Pats game, every Rush game, every Rattlers game. I go. There's a lot of other things to do. But I will not disagree that the Riders are number one. By the way, John, just spitballing here. A guy writes in, Dominic says, could small crowds be done with social distancing with only Canadian players this year? What do you think about getting creative to have a CFL, but maybe you don't have Americans? Would people support that?
Not much. If it happens, it won't be big crowds. Simple as that. The people love the American. They love it the way it is now, of course. Right now, they really love it with Rough Riders. Because we're the best team in the league. I mean, people are picking us to win the Grey Cup. Finish second at worst between Winnipeg and us. So it's going to be a great race in the West. And in Canada, if the Rough Riders are here, it's going to be a great year. The Riders are going to have a great year. They've got a good football team going. So that's the part that really hurts. We have a real great team this year, and then we have this happen. I mean, you wonder if it isn't fate going after us or somebody's going after us, the devil or somebody.
Well, we've talked about that for sure on this program and off air. Anything else, Frenzy, before we let you go?
No, nothing at all. I hope we're going here. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. What do you think we're going to do without football?
Find something else to do. I've been doing it for the last year. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say to you. Like, I'm hoping for too, John, but it might not happen. I think the commissioner said it last week. The likely scenario is there no season. The world's going to keep spinning, man.
Yes, you're going to be a busy guy.
Okay, thank you, John.
Great talking to you again.
Good luck at lunch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Look, so there you just got a glimpse inside the wonderful life of one John Frenzy. But I think people that have been watching this show long enough, listening, know my background as a recovery coach, and I deal with trauma relief, stress relief, grief. Nobody's dying here, folks.
But you,
I know that's not a popular opinion, but frankly, one thing that you talk to people that have maybe lost a loved one in a tragic circumstance, the world isn't going to stop.
But you listen to John, and like, I fully believe he is sitting there like a father or a mother with the bank account down to your last $10, and you've got an empty fridge and a family of five or six, and you don't know how you're going to put food on the table. And like, that's the level of panic he's going through right now about no football. It's not the same situation, but he doesn't see that. That's how much that means to him. I'm worried about John if there's no football.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here today and counsel the guy on live television. The guy's lived 82 years with the number one thing in his life being the Rough Riders. And there's a lot of people like that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I know a guy that lost his wife over the Rough Riders. And I said, are you not concerned about that? He said, I can always find another wife.
Now, when you're the CFL, you can always find another wife. That's interesting. Because when you're the, if you're the CFL... And you see that you've got all these people where it's the number one thing. They plan their summer holidays around that. Do you want them to let go of that? Give them a chance to let go? Because once they let go of
it,
fill the void with something else, it's hard to get back to that being your number one thing again. It's really, really hard.
But I've been talking about this for 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. The whole business of if there is no season, how are we going to get people to come back? Leave that to us. Leave that to the marketers. Leave that to the media. You just worry about getting back on the field. And as far as getting people excited again, we'll handle that. That is not, to me, a top of mind concern right now.
Yeah.
If there's no games, none of this matters.
No, it doesn't.
By the way, anonymous texter writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, says, I did miss a few shows last week. I texted in once about all the fake news from MP about Ambrosi last week. I've been in and out of my vehicle. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you're talking about. When you write in anonymously, and you're like, I don't know if you missed shows last week or what you said. Don't! Oh. Zach in Calgary writes in, good morning, RP Nation from sunny Calgary. That from Zach. Thank you, Zach. People checking in. Jer writes in and says, RP, what are your thoughts of Saskatoon getting a football franchise if perchance the CFL has to restructure? It makes geographic sense, plus the rivalry would be off the charts. Just a thought. Thank you, Mr. Peterson, for the show. Thoroughly enjoy it. Endorse it. 5 stars. From Jer. Thank you, Jer. Here's the interesting thing about that. I would be totally down with Saskatoon getting a team. It's a pro town. There's no doubt. The majority of Saskatoon doesn't want a CFL team, from what I understand, because they love the Rough Riders too much. That's the sense that I get, and I live there.
Yeah.
Saskatoon doesn't even want a CFL team.
No. It's the same thing with Southern Ontario and hockey, right? Now you talk about they could support another NHL team, but they're all diehard Leaf fans. Do they want to support another team? And, you know, for all of the Rider fans in Saskatoon, yeah. Are they going to not be Rider fans anymore? They're going to support their... Now, they love CFL, and if the Riders were playing in Saskatoon, they'd love it and support it. But I don't know that they necessarily want to have their own team and compete against the Riders. That's kind of anti...
It's a great question, Jaron. Thank you. We've talked about this. We've been around on it. The Saskatoon sense that I get is they love the Riders too much and they don't even want a CFL team.
Yeah.
On our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center, I could just write in the winner of what this is going to be. But the question is, which CFL 30 for 30 documentary would you most want to see? Decade of Decadence on the Riders' success under the Hobson era. 2, Horsepower on the Stampeders' dominance beginning in the 1990s. 3, Evil Empire on the Eskimos and their vaunted Grey Cup run in the early 80s. And Candyman, the story of John Candy's ownership of the Argos, Wayne Gretzky, Bruce McNall, and their 1991 Grey Cup championship. 71% of you saying the Decade of Decadence. That's the one you'd like to see. Boy, would that be a good one, by the way. Interviews with Durant, Dressler, Getzlaff, Hobson, Chamberlain, Tamman.
You've got enough stories to fill.
We could do the whole thing. I could do the whole thing. We could do it right now today. The way it's going, we might be doing that. And 65% of you on Twitter saying Decade of Decadence. Maggie writes in, she says, it creates a divide between Saskatoon and Regina. Newsflash, there already is one. Professionally and business-wise. Sorry to say, I believe that there is. So don't worry about that. And
you've been touting that one for a while.
Yes and no. I mean, and by the way, Maggie, are you not from Winnipeg? I think that you are. I was touting the Regina-Saskatoon rivalry as a Pat's Blades thing. I've lived in both cities. But I've had politicians sit me down and say, Rod, we all need to work together. We are all under the 306 banner. And you know what? When I was playing up that rivalry, I didn't really believe it, but it sells tickets. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
But when I left the Pats, I really dropped that like a hot potato.
I was going to say, that was 10 years ago.
That was 10 years ago. And by the way, Don't need to tell you how much we love Saskatoon, going to Saskatoon. Half of our sponsors are from Saskatoon. So I'm not anti-CFL team in Saskatoon. I just have always got the sense that they don't want a team up there. They love the Riders that much. And by the way, on those documentaries, Rod Black actually liked the tweet. This is the kind of thing that he would be right down with, man. You could get him to narrate them. But I would like to see a documentary on the history of pro football in Ottawa. The Rough Riders, the Renegades, the Red Blacks, the Glebermans, the good stories, the bad, the Russ Jacksons, the Tony Gabriels. That would be right near the top of my list. Obviously, the Alouettes returned in 1996. Frère Jacques, Frère, whatever. Jete Alouette. What's the song? Yeah. On the Alouettes. Great story. Mike Pringle, AC. Ben Cahoon. We got a very nice email from Ben Cahoon, by the way.
Oh, they're running the early 2000s and the first decade there.
I know we got a break and bring on Justin Dunk. Ben Cahoon emailed us. Here's the email. And then I'm going to break. Clark sent him the clip of us kissing their butt the other day when they sent us the latest shipment of G2G. So Ben wrote back, so awesome. We get to see a lot of our ads, flyers, promos, etc., but nothing gives me a thrill like hearing Rod's voice when he's pitching G2G bars. I absolutely love it. This is from Ben Cahoon. Please let me know how I can best help out with our with the show as well as the partnership with G2G. One minor thing. I'm like, oh, no.
No.
There's always one at the end. It would be best if Rod promoted G2GBar.ca. Instead of G2GBar.com, Canadians currently can't order on .com, and the show's promo code is only good on the .ca site as well. So that's from Ben Cahoon, Pro Football Hall of Famer number 86. You can order your bars at G2GBar.ca. RP Show viewers get a 20% discount by using the promo code RP Show. Seven delicious flavors, fresh, all natural, healthy, delicious. Justin Dunk joins us next. It's the, that's going to be a great chat.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get his take on all of this. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Football Friday. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Football Friday, coming at you on episode number 235 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. Guys, do we have Justin Dunk? We do not. Are we close to having Justin Dunk? Have we even seen the whites of his eyes? Okay. Getting them connected with Justin Dunk. We've been alerted. Leader Post Murray McCormick reporting that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have adjusted the compensation of every single member of the organization, but no one has been laid off. And in speaking with members of the football club myself, they had told me that they expected that this was coming. As a matter of fact, some had expected they were going to be laid off outright. So I would think that they're happy they do still have a job, but compensation wages have been docked with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, one of the last few to do that. Not surprised.
No, not at all. I mean, that just, it seems just like part of the business as usual, almost in this sense of time. I mean, it's all unusual, but yeah, it's good to see that they're doing it anyway.
I know what you were saying earlier, by the way, with regards to people's attention drifting elsewhere and what a panic that would be for the CFL or any league that is a long-term layoff. For instance, Korean baseball last night. I know that you know that your Eagles won 2-1 last night.
Yeah.
You're on top of it?
Oh, yeah.
For those that don't know, my Wyverns lost their seventh in a row. I'm championing the firing of the manager. I don't know his name, but they lost 6-2 to the Dinos last night in Korean Baseball League play. They first pitch goes 3:20 our time. These count as Friday's scores, by the way. They're so far ahead of us. Almost a full day. Hey, Jordan, your Wiz won. The Wiz won 14-6 over the Lions, so I officially have the worst team in the league that I cheer for. And the Twins Heroes game was postponed. Craig Smith, our director of scouting, his Twins were going up against Justin Dunk's Heroes, and that game was postponed.
The Eagles got off to a rocky start, and I was trying to look for the official Twitter account. I couldn't find one for the Hanwha Eagles, but I found this account.
They don't have a Twitter account.
The Twitter account, Fire Han Yong-duk. I think that's the
manager. There's an account.
And the profile says, lifelong Hanwha Eagles fan since May 4th, 2020. So there's probably an account calling for the firing of the Wyverns manager.
There's something to be said here for all of this. Now, our intern, Alan, the Asian sensation, intern Alan writes, hey, Rod, at least you can start thinking of the draft. We're tanking. Tanking for Tua and Korea. Brady Witt chiming in from Saskatoon to trash talk and says, KBO, Wyverns suck. Brett Upton writes in and says, go Doosan Bears. So the point on all that is people will find other things to do. I believe that there will be a rebirth of the CFL if it does go under. I believe the situation is as grave as Randy Ambrosi painted it. There's a lot of different ways to look at his address before the House of Commons Standing Committee, but I know Randy well enough. I've had the conversations with him. Darren, I've looked at the whites of his eyes. He is a good man, and he is not going to stand in front of the House of Commons and bluff. I've said that a million times. So my point is they need to get back on the field or people will be watching Korean baseball or South Korean LPGA tour stops like they will be this weekend on the CBC or CEBL basketball, which is tremendous basketball. And the president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers is going to be on this show later on today to talk about their rosters for training camp being announced last night. But back to KBO. Everybody's shot. Michael Gregory in New Orleans says, I'm sticking with the Wyverns. Hey, Michael, I'm not abandoning them either. But they really need to pick it up. The Big Dunger, I don't know what's going on with the Big Dunger. He still leads the KBO in home runs. But Jaewon Kim of the Bears has pulled into a lead with four. And the Big Dunger can't do it by himself. Right? It's like they're just sitting back going, hey, Dong, you go do it.
Doesn't work.
The leader among wins for pitchers, by the way, is also from Clark's Bears. His name is Christopher Flexen. He's got two wins. And the strikeouts leader plays for the Dinos. He's got 18 Ks, and his name is Cheng Mu Koo.
What a handle.
Why am I hungry? So I'm following it going into the weekend. The Dinos, by the way, lead at 7-1. So there's your KBO baseball update. Judy McDonald writes in, Judy, thank you for spiffing up our female viewers here. Judy says, good morning, guys. Maybe TSN should show more CFL games, keep people's interest going. Maybe have players comment on their perspective of that game. I'd be all for that. They're really only doing it Friday nights, right? And what is it tonight, guys? What's the games tonight? What's the theme?
For us?
Is it Hank tonight?
I think so.
These guys are all busy trying to get Justin Dunk on the air here. Oh, we got to get the Dunkster because he's going to have the goods. There's a lot of different ways to help the CFL at this time. I mentioned earlier in the week, Randy Chevrier, the former long snapper of the Stamps, Riders, Dallas Cowboys, wrote me and said, what can we do? Right now, I don't think there's anything that anybody can do other than the people that it's their jobs to do something. But we sit and we wait to see if they get the federal aid. If they don't, you're going to have to hit the ground running with this Save the CFL campaign. And it's going to, frankly, come down to the people that want to save the league with private money, their own money. It'll be up to them to do it. Because one thing we've learned here is that at least half of Canadians, it would seem, don't want federal money to go to the CFL. Rightly or wrongly, that's the way that it is. You know what? That was my point here. Point three, American federal aid, pros and cons. I think if you drew up a list of pros and cons of giving them money versus not, I'm talking about the league. You throw in American players if you want. The cons list might be longer. That's not to say, because I'm all for the CFL getting the money.
Yeah.
But check off the pros and cons. You get it. You're a businessman.
Yep.
To sit here and predict today, because a lot of people are saying to me, Rod, do you think they're going to get the money? I can't say. I don't know.
I know. And it's not just about, you talk about the pros and cons. Then you got to weigh the weight of each one, too. And there's so many things to consider when it comes to federal money. But you're absolutely right. There's half the population that doesn't want it. And whether that's right or that's wrong, or they can't see out of their own world, that's where we're at now. And if it doesn't benefit you, and they're giving away money to something that doesn't benefit you, you're going to say something about it and disagree with it and feel that that money should go somewhere else. So it's not going to go away anytime soon. It's not going to be an easy decision to spend the money if you're the government. I don't know how this is going to go.
Well, so thank you, Jack in Calgary, who looks at things the same way I do. He's written it and said NFL-CFL partnership. And frankly, I think that's the only way to do it. And why wouldn't you? They're the largest sports entity on the globe. Why wouldn't you not want to partner up with that? And I understand the argument against it. Larry Smith, the senator, said it last week. The former president of the Alouettes, the former commissioner of the league and first round pick of the Alouettes. If you sell off to the NFL or even a piece of the NFL, it's going to come with conditions. I think we're at a time where the CFL has zero leverage on something like that.
Well, if I'm the NFL, you got a couple options. Swoop in with $150 million or $200 million or whatever, buy the league. Okay, that's option A. But you could be watching this all play out if you're Roger Goodell and the NFL owners and be like, there's a lot of divide in that country. They might not get the money. So let's just
wait.
Let's let the fire fizzle out. And then we'll swoop in with NFL Canada and go to Regina and Winnipeg and Toronto and Calgary and Edmonton and so on. And we'll sprout up teams in each of these markets under the NFL Canada umbrella. And that'll be the CFL's 3.0 or 2.0 or whatever you want to call it at that time, and it'll be called NFL Canada, and away you go. TV partnerships throughout the states and everything else. That might be where the NFL's coming from, and they say, well, if the CFL does find a way to survive this and keep going, then that's okay. We're okay with that because the CFL is a nice little ally that we have.
Sean Dahl writes in and says, if the NFL wanted another league, they would have bought in with the AAF or the XFL. I don't believe that. They ponied up, $3 million in 97 to save the CFL back then. Clark's saying, that's what we'll do. Get Dunk ready. We'll take him to the top of the hour. Clark will break and come back with Dunk. Well, a two-segmenter. I don't know if they're having connection issues with Justin or if he's busy, which is probably the thing. But with the NFL Canada idea, it's we're very fast getting to a point where it's the staunch purists. And believe me, I love you. I bless you. I'm a purist about a lot of things, but I'm also a realist. You're outnumbered. Okay, there's not enough of you anymore to keep the CFL going as is. There just aren't. So you're going to have to support NFL Canada. It can still, if that's what it is, mm-hmm. it can still be the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Hamilton Tiger Cats and the BC Lions. It can still be all those things. But the NFL is going to own a very large chunk of it. Shoot, ESPN owns at least 10% of TSN, right? Seems to be working fine for them.
Yep.
Ish. Up until this pandemic hit. Where they're running all the American programming. Which, by the way, I don't think they're going back. Once this lifts, I think we're going to stay with all that American programming, which is another horrible thing for the CFL, because they don't even talk about hockey on ESPN, let alone the CFL. So there's a lot of different ways to look at that. The other thing is, Lynch and I talked about this morning in my car. Wonderful visit we have every Friday morning when I shoot that video that's on my Instagram story and Facebook story. But I said to John, had David Brayley just let go of the BC Lions, and I do believe it's because of ego and stubbornness that he hasn't, but if the Aquilinis had bought him, Vancouver Canucks owners, the Lions would be safe right now. If the Molson family had bought the Alouettes, because they already own the Canadiens, the Owls would be safe right now. I think the Red Blacks financially are okay because they're corporately owned, and we know the Argos are fine because they're under the MLSC umbrella. So now you're getting down to Bob Young and the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and I just don't think Bob's ready to walk away, but I would hate to see the amount of money Bob Young has lost to the Hamilton Tiger Cats in his time. Darren, tens of millions of dollars. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So corporate ownership is as much as I'm against it for a few reasons. For instance, they have that in Calgary, they have that in Ottawa, as I said, and they have that in Toronto. I mean, you don't think these guys are my friends that work in those, and they kind of get pushed around, they get bullied, because from the upstairs guys, it's, oh, you don't like this? Where are you going to go? Where in town are you going to go? You're not going to cross the street and go work for the hockey team. You're not going to cross the street, and you're not going to quit and go work for the football team. You have to do what we say. And I don't like that. That's what's going on in some of these huge sports conglomerates.
Yeah.
But they're not in danger of folding.
They're not. Can we ask him to put up the comment from Colin in Ottawa about the 3-down game and losing it? I wanted to ask, this is kind of with the NFL coming in, this one. The history of the 3-down game goes down the toilet, he's wondering, right? The purists say, no, there's enough 4-down ball in the world. Well, if the NFL decided to sprout up CFL Canada, doesn't mean it has to be 4-down football, just because the NFL does. McDonald's goes into Singapore and China, and they put different items on the menu. Right? Yeah. They could come into here and say, look, what do the people of Canada want? They want their 3-down game? Maybe they acquire a way to hand out the Grey Cup and do the 3-down game under the umbrella of NFL Canada. Big companies do that all over the world. You adapt to the market you're in.
Jeff, the Stamps fan, says Rod seems to suggest a partnership with the NFL as the only option for a league that has stood on its own for a century. Jeff, what's your idea? I'll wait, as the league is at death's door right now. Come on, now's not time to be poking crap at me for suggesting something. Like, Mike, that's the problem.
You
want to have these discussions, and then people get all butthurt about it. Jason in Red Deer says, I'd rather see public ownership than corporate ownership. Hey, who are the strongest franchises right now? Saskatchewan, Winnipeg, and Edmonton financially. I'm not saying that's wrong. But again, the league is in its worst time ever. So there's no point to fight here, okay, guys? We're trying to find solutions instead of poking crap at each other as to why it won't work. And Dominic, for a few days, has been writing in saying the Continental Football League can tie it all together. CFL Grey Cup tradition continued too. Dominic, I'd like to hear more about that, the Continental Football League. But there's no reason to say that it won't be the Canadian Football League 2.0. That doesn't need to change. Even if it's NFL Canada, you're going to have to give up some concessions, but all of a sudden you actually are global. All of a sudden you don't have to worry about burning up your air miles, flying all over, holding little camps here and there, because you're global, because you're partnered with the NFL.
Exactly.
Next hour, Justin Dunk, Luches Purifoy, Craig Smith, and Lee Genier. It's going to be busy. Hang on. We'll be back. It's a Football Friday. Told you it would be a Donnybrook on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other
and wash your hands.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.